ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Bez Hashem, today's blood is Kuf Beis, which is the Sugi of Yeravam, but the Sugi of Yeravam is Kuf Aleph Amid Beis and Kuf Beis together. Bez Hashem, we're going to take one or two lines from Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, which is Negei Tupshan and Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, and learn it together. As in the Gemara on Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara darshins on Yeravam. Amir of Nachman, Gassus of Ruach, the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. Amir of Nachman, Gassus of Ruach, Shahoyah Boy be Yeravam. Now we know the Kavan is Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Shneimah Vayeme Yeravam Beliboy Ata Toshuva Mamluchal Beis David. Everyone's going to go be Olam Regel, as then they're going to realize it's going to look to them that Malchus Beis David is more chashiv, as he got nervous that his Malchus won't get the proper covet. Therefore, what did he do? He asked the Yidden from being Eilu L'Regel, the Asar Shvatim that were under him, and he made for them two Eglei Zav, that they should be Eilu to the Eglei Zav instead of to the Makom HaMikdash. As you see, this Chet, this Choyte, Yomachti HaRabim, Necheret HaGolim, the Shayrish of the Chet was Gassus HaRuach, his Gaiva, that he wanted to be the Chi Mechubad, more Mechubad than Rechovam. As that's what was Tardasa min ha'olam bein ba'olam hazeh and bein ba'olam haba. If we want to focus in this Gemara and learn up kama chalokim in the Gemara and the whole sugi of Yeravam and be mazbel pizeh. Before we start, the Mesilas Yesharim says that this maisa with Yeravam is a lima l'kulano, because kol kach habim nei adam ha'nitshrad mishom negasas haruach. Something which is Mo'ayna Ge'er, the Sugi of Gassus HaRuach, to be Mesakin. As Hashem will learn the Pgamim and how to be Mesakin today. As the Gemara we saw, Darshan from a Pasuk, Vayomer Yeravam Belibay. As there's a very famous Medrash Rabbah, Parshas told us that Darshan's on Vayomer Esav Belibay, that he hated Yaakov and he wants to kill him. As the Medrash darshens on this lashon, Vayomer b'libay, Shirishayim b'shus libam. And the Medrash over there brings this pasuk in Yeravam also, Vayomer Yeravam b'libay. And the Medrash is Maisiv, Mashenkin Sadikim libam b'shusam, Shechana v'David, the pasuk says they were Dibra l'alev shalahan. This Medrash is Yusidus Diga Medrash. It uptaches what's a Rasha and what's a Tzaddik, how a person could be a Mitzaddik. A Rasha is someone who's Halchanach HaMachshavas Libam, Hagam it's a Chet. Ashengin a Tzaddik is someone who's Shailer on a Lev, and he doesn't listen to his Lev. As in order to understand this Jus, we want to buy from the Gemara. The Gemara over here is Mavur Chiddush. What does it mean, a Rasha is Halchanach HaLev? As in Agamara's Mavur, it means the Midah of Gassus HaRuach. And a person in his Lev, it's Ma'irah to him, the Teva, but it's Ma'irah to him, Machshavas of Gaiva. And by Esav, it also says, Vayyayma Esav Belibay, it's Ma'irah to him, Midah of Sina. Very interesting in the Shari Tshuva, when he says a person should work on the Gaiva, he says, Lahasar HaGaiva Melibay, by Sina Lahasar, Sina Melibay. As if Chaskel Levinstein was Madaik the Shari Tshuva, and Be'etzem, every person has Machshavas of Gaiva and has Machshavas of Sina. As the Avodas Amidas is Ta'iker, what's there already? That's the Lev. The Lev Basar of a person has these Midas in it. As we see over here, what's a Rasha who's Bershus Liboy? It means his Bershus is Midas Rois. His Midas Rois are Shaiva, Shailer on Naim. The Lev of Adam is Tamid Ma'irer, a person to Midas Rice. That's the upside of a Rasha, someone that is Midas Rice, take over his life and run it for him. The Pasik is Kosev, what's the Oifin to be Misakin? as the tzaddikim will medaber alivam. As that's the avoid of a tzaddik, plus Gabriel Midas. You have to talk to yourself when you have feelings, when you have thoughts. You have to talk to yourself and you could change your life. The dogma bitzina, someone hurt you like by Esav, say, calls me Hashem, is nigzar. It's not the person's fault. It could be other limud schos, you could say to yourself, maybe the person wasn't mechaved. He didn't really mean it. By gaiva, a person could talk to him, say, call from Hashem. What's the covet that I'm supposed to get? I'll get no matter what. I don't have to go crazy to get the covet. If I deserve it, I'll get it. If I don't deserve it, I won't get it. Void. Why do I feel I need? I deserve covet because I feel I'm special. The person realized that everything he has comes from Hashem. As you're not special, Hashem gave it all to you. As that's the ifanim ledaber aliboy. It's a chizik gadol. You know, people think avoidus amidus. What do you have to do? Ledaber aliboy. A little bit is bainenos. And we know the klal is mat or doichahar bechoyshech. The sechacha of Chazal, abalatayer mesayinoy. So you try, you work, on your midas. Bez Hashem, you'll be pile, you'll be shaylet alatzmai like tzaddikim. So over here in this medrash, it upteaches what's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. A rasha is someone his midas take over them. His kaiva, his gas, his taiva, mitodasim in oilam. A she'enkin a tzaddik is someone who shaylet on his midas. That's the churam of chenes between a tzaddik and a rasha. Now, let's look at Yeravam. Yeravam was mudig ala kovet shaloi. As what did he do? He did a maisa to be marbe kvoidoi. And he's worried that the yidin, the saras hashvotim would be mechaberim. As he did a maisa to be marbe kvoidoi. As he did in Avega, he went keneged kovet Hashem. As what did he do? He went keneged kovet Hashem kidei to be marbe his kovet. Because what was his einish? Say, now we understand the mida kenegan mida. That the doire doiris who nidres lebisayin betaira. In Tanakh, it says the chatoyim that he did and the einish that he has. Void the Mishnayis Sanhedrin. Whenever anyone learns Mishnayis Sanhedrin, he is the melech. That's Ein Lechelik, one of the three malachim that are husk in the Mishnah. Ein Lechelik, Alam Haba, the Gemara, Darshan's lebisayin shaloi. As here he was so worried about his covet and he was trying to be marvis covet and he did something that caused that he should have bizui bizyanus. And it's another and that's like the Mishnah in Avos, the famous Mishnah. Haroidif achar covet, a covet b'reches mimenu. If you do things to be marvis covet, what you're going to cause is the opposite. You'll be cause yourself bizyanus. Mashenkin am b'reach min a covet. Covered Rey Defis Achrov. As that's another way to be Medabra Lalev. The person's running, he's being Mishtavel, he wants people to be Mechavid. He tells everyone, why aren't you Mechavid me and you have to deal with me a certain way and why didn't you treat me that way? By talking that way, all you're doing is people should look down upon you. In the middle, that's the way a person should speak to himself. We spoke about Vayadabra Lalev. You should say that if you're going to run after covet, you're going to be the biggest bizayin. My Sharon Stern said that there was once a yeshiva that made a big Hanukkah Sabayas. As there was a Rosh Yeshiva that came in from America, and he came in by plane, and he wanted to make the Hanukkah Sabayas, and it was delayed. His plane was delayed. As he was so disappointed he didn't make it, that he hired a helicopter to bring him. When he came to the Chanukah Sabayis, there was only a little bit of Bachrim left. Rabbi Meishan Stern was one of the Bachrim who was still there. As the Rosh Yeshiva got off, he was so disappointed. He made a trick from America, a helicopter he paid for, and it's all over. As he turned to the Bachrim and he said to them that he came all the way from America. Could you boys at least sing Yom Al Yimei Melech and sing and dance for me? said, okay, the boys went around the Bachim guy. Oh, they started to sing. He went in the middle and he started to dance in the middle, and the Bachim were dancing around. Das is covered. Das is busy anus. The way the Bachim looked at him, wow, it's a machapis covered. Traveled all the way from America and he gets the boys to sing for him. Das is covered. That's what covet takes over a person. He pasha doesn't realize. He becomes shaken for covet. He doesn't realize what he's doing. Be'emes, you could be maisif that the cher harishin that he did was also mishum covet. What did he do? He was mechir shleim berabim. Why was he mechir shleim berabim? Why didn't he go b'tzina? Because of his gases ruach. He wanted to say, I've been better than shleima. Look, I was mechir shleima. And I was married that he didn't have Eiras. That's kilo. That's a mamish miskavid b'chloin chaveiroi. You know, miskavid b'chloin chaveiroi if he's ruggle boy, ain't like chelik loy lam haba. Because those midas in a person cause a person to lose his olam haba. And we have to be careful in this nakuda. So many people, they so much are so into their own covet that they'll even put down someone else to be marbe their covet. Oh, that was the shayrish, that's cholas achar of Yerubim that causes Yerida, then it was just against Basa Vadam, and afterwards he was even connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aveira Gareas Aveida, that was that's cholas Yerida. Now we'll move over to the Gemara on Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara, at the end of Daf Kuf Beis, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nasan La Yizdamnes Lasef Tshuva. The way the Gemara goes is, Achra Dova Zeh, B'shav Yerov Midarka Yara, Mashma, there was a chance to be Shav Midarka Yara, Mayacher, Amar Rav Abba, Achra Shetavsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Li Yerovam, V'bigdoi. Hashem grabbed Yerovam V'bigdoi. Why does he grab him V'bigdoi? The Gemara before says that when Yerovam was made into a melech, as they were grabbed him by his simla chadasha. What simla chadasha? They said chedushei Torah that no one else was able to say. No one was able to shlag up. It was simla chadasha. Why? It was layeba shum daifi. In Schitzu Dvarim Shalai Shama Aizem Yailam, this is Gvaldiga Dargan Torah. They say, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to be Master B'Tshuva? Because he was such a big Talmud Chacham and he had such a similar of Torah. You do all the mitzvahs that we do as a lavush for the person, Lailam Abba, as he had his own Torah that surrounded him. As Tavsai B'Bigdai, B'Shus HaTorah, V'Amalai Chazar B'Cha, Hashem wanted to give him a chance. Hashem said, and if you'll be choizaba, the schar will be so great. Vaniva ata ben yishayin etayel v'gan eden. The schar, yidua, then gan eden, their madrigas and madrigas. Ben yishayin is the top madriga in gan eden. He would have been above, way above and beyond most people. Came out everyone in the world. Everyone of a lot of people in the world to be on the same madriga of ben yishayin. So Amalai, as the Rabbim said, mi b'raish. The Kaddish Baruch Hu said, Ben Yishai Bereish. As Yerovam said, Yochi Loi Behina. As the beer in the Gemara, you could say that why was he Nisnase Ba'ifin Zeh that Kaddish Baruch Hu should say, Ben Yishai Bereish? As we know, the Gemara in Yuma Peivav, the famous Gemara, that what's a Tshuva Shleima? A tshuva shleima is you have to do tshuva, mashal by eshes ish, by eshe isha, by eshe zman, by eshe koyach. You have to have the same avera come to yadai. And if you miskaber and you don't do the avera, as that's called a tshuva shleima. As what was his avera? Because he wanted to have more covered than malchus based David, as a megla, he did an avera. As the tshuva had to be that he would have another nisayin. And to see if this time he could be mevater and give more kavod to Malchus Beis David. That would be Tshuvas HaMishkal on the Aveira that he did. And that's why Bidiyuk, the Nisayin, was to say Malchus Beis David would be Bereish. as if you'd be able to be miskaver and be mafata, that they should have more covered, as then he did tshuva for his avera. Maisa, he didn't do tshuva, and he was nitcha from Eilam Haba Lugamri. Rather, the Briske Rav, the Torah brings down the Sefer the same of Mishayim Reb Chaim. Why wasn't he zeicher to do tshuva? He says, Mikan is the makor to the mission in Ovis, Perikei Mishnah Yudches. Shachoyti yomachti esarabim, lemaspikim biyadoi lasas tshuva. One shot is it's in a roi that he should do tshuva and everyone else that he caused to be choyte. He shouldn't do tshuva. Other pshatim. The mele loy maspikim biyadoi lasas tshuva. The kavan is, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will try to be machzer him, but it won't work. In this Gemara, you see Anifa de Gezach. You see the shtus of a gasus ruach could be goyim. Here he had the absharus, once in a lifetime chance. Mamish berege echad, he could be zeicha to chelik in Gan Eden, v'mok matoy b'yaseh b'Gan Eden, k'moy ben Yishai. Why was he mevater al ze? Because it would be begamenis kvoidoi. Ben Yishai will be merosh. Instead, because he was makbid on his covid, what was he zeichet to for this? It was nenash ledoire doiris alevi bizyenis and beis biyisurim. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yedayin says he was shein and chelik loylam habel because of the chatayim. The nenash biyisurim ledoire doiris. So he even v'naira, because he had a chance of tanugim, the spitz tanugim, and netzach netzachim, and he gave it up. Why? Because of Bissel Gassus Ruach. I mean, he would have been in front of so many people, but he wouldn't be the best. He wouldn't be the top. Ben David would be better. So we look at him, and some of us laugh. Wow, what a shaita, what a tipish. I'm a shatei delucha. That this anhaga is very, very matzi ma'oid, and we really have to learn to be careful. How many people are mafsid kol kach harbe because of their gasus ruach? They can't admit they're wrong. They can't admit that they did something wrong. They can't lower themselves to for other people. How many machleksim in mishpachas, in marriages? How many children are lost because people couldn't lower themselves to admit they made a mistake? As Ba'ifin Gashmi, how much of Gashmi is lost because of Gassus Ruach? Ba'id, in Ba'ifin Ruchni, how much Torah is lost because of Gassus Ruach? The dogma, people, I can't go to that shir, it's not Mafik Voidi. The higher shir I won't understand. Cares. It's not the chvoidi to go to a shir that's given by such a person. A chavrusa. You need a chavrusa. I can't learn with such a chavrusa. It's not matim for me. It's not pass for me. Even to be learning the sefer, the mashal to use a shatnistim gemara, altskol mishnayis. Chas v'shalim. I wouldn't be caught doing that. People would look down upon me. They think I don't know how to learn. Meanwhile, if you'd only use Ezra, you'd use help. Mezat Shem, you could study, you could learn so much. Maybe you shouldn't use Rashi either. You're cheating. Maybe you shouldn't use the Mashar Rashash, you're cheating. You're not Mavin Yavin. If you're going to use it as a crutch, and you're not going to learn, then it's not good. But if you get stuck and you need help, because for Shalom, anyone should see me, anyone should catch me. People would learn so much more. I should listen to his shir. He's younger than me. How can I listen to him? Maybe he has good things to say. Maybe you could steiger felt. That's in learning. In mitzvahs also. How many mitzvahs do we give up mishum covered? person wants to daven seriously, but he's scared people are going to look at him, they're going to make fun of him. What, you're a tzaddik? Who do you think you are? You're davening so long. A person wants to give tzedakah, could give tzedakah to Bnei Torah or Aniyim. Suga Pasami, what are the people in my neighborhood going to say? How can I support such people? B'chule. And many times, it even chaps him in his neshama that if I'm supporting them, as I work so hard for my money, what, they should have it and they didn't work? How could they have better than me when I work so hard and they don't? The person won't give stucca because what, they should also have minuchas and nefesh from, and they didn't work for a penny, he should go to work. Or other machshavas of gasas ruach that kilo, if I'm giving him, I'll feel guilty about myself. I'm admitting that there's something there. That's for kerat. Why should I give it? Why should I support it? It's putting me down if I support them. Other hergeshim, other feelings that are so deep in a person, sometimes he doesn't even realize how it's ma'akiv him from helping people, doing chesed and tzedakah. Chutz neniyim mitzvos mishum gasas ruach. How many averus a person has that are caused mishum gasas ruach? Lashon hara, leitzanes, you'll say lashon hara about people. Many times it's because they want to build themselves up. They'll put down other people. They'll make fun of people because they want to build themselves up. They'll make fun of Bnei Torah if they're not a Ben Torah because it's what I shall say, the Mochashiv. I mean, it's putting myself down. They'll make fun of people, a person who works in a certain profession, who make fun of everyone else because he wants to build himself. A daughter-in-law in the family will put down another daughter-in-law because she wants to be the best. A daughter will say lashna about another child. She wants to be the best. A son too. Kol kach harbe einos dvarim umiskamin nuchlein chaveray. Couple, how many fights there are because each one doesn't want to admit that the other one is right. Boy, they'll shtuch the other one to get them back. How dare you lower my covet and do something that hurts me? I'm going to shtuch you back. I'm going to get you back. It's called Kachabi Minas Rois come in Benonim Lechaveroi, Machleksim, Gomim, Avedis, because of Gasa Saruach. Let's remind ourselves of the Gemara on Daf Sadi Ches. The Gemara says that the Mashiach will come and be zeichet to the Gula kishiyachal agasei haruach v'yisrael. We saw there the pasuk in Yeshaya lanovim, the mevasa v'mevasa, anovim higi hazman legula seichem. Fiza, let's go before that. Come from Gasya Ruach. That's that. Which the Churban we're in now is Mishum Sinas Chinam. Where does Sinas Chinam come so many times? From Gasya Ruach. I'm special. I hate you. Why? Because Gasya Ruach, Ruach Gasya, and Asha hates Ani. Ashkenazi hates Sephardi, a Litvish, Achsidish, a Litvish, because I'm special, you're not. It comes from a gasas, from a gaiva. These nakudas, if we'd only fix them, we'd be mechabed everyone. Avas chinam. As that'll bring the gula. As kiyadua, in order to fix a midah, you have to go to the shayrish. You have to find what's the reason that caused the midah. And if you go to the Shayrish, then you could be Medabra Alibai and you could fix the Midah. What's the Shayrish of Gasas HaRuach? As the Gemara over here on Daf Kuv Beis the Gemara brings, which is also Gemara in Brachas. Gemara says, Dizav, Amadvei Rivyani, Amad Moshech Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Mishol Kesev Vizav, Shishpat Alem Liyisol, Anche Yom Edai, Garm Lam Lassus, the Egel Hazav. Moshel Ein Ari Doris, Renoy Mitoch Kupa Shal Tevin, he's still hungry, Alem Mitoch Kupa Shal Basa, and he's Saveya. The same Gemara in Brachas. As Maral is Masber, the Gemara, that what does it mean that the Rav Zov causes a person to be married in Hashem? He says because when a person has too much Tovus Olam Hazeh, as it causes a person to be Niska'e, and that Gaiva causes him to be Pirek Ola Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Adama says on the Moshel, Vabahim is Mayrin Mitach Sphia, that Sphia is Gairam Gaiva, and it's Gairam Prikas Oil. So we see over here, the Shairish of the Gaiva is Tuvas Olam Hazeh, when things go well for a person, as he takes the credit for himself. What's the Tikkun L'zeh? As is a Meshech Chochma on Parshas Ekev, on the Pasuk V'chalta V'savata V'rachta. He says, that's Kufa the Tikkun. I mean, the Pasuk before says that after you'll have a lot of good, V'ram Levavecha V'shachachtas Hashem Alekecha, you'll be Nisga and you'll forget Hashem. As the Tikkun is, V'chalta V'savata V'rachta. If you realize that all the good you have comes from Hashem, it's B'yad Hashem to give it to you, it's B'yad Hashem to take it away from you, as then you won't be Niskaya. Because that's one form of Gassus HaRuach. But Nira, like to say, Chiddush, we don't have a Mefurish, a Makar, but Nira and Hadvarim. But the Shayrish of Yeravim's Gaiva was something totally different. Not the Toivus Olam Hazeh, which does cause many people to be Niskaya, of a different Toiva. I mean, the Gemara says that he was lovish b'simla chadoshan, Gemara Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, towards the middle of the Amid. Simla chadoshan, ma simla chadoshan, im boi shum daifi. After Rasha shal Yeravam, lo yeh shum daifi. No one could slug him up. Everything was azay klor, azay gishmak, everyone was made at him. Or Simla Chadasha Shechitshu Dvarim Shaloi Shama Oizem Yoylam. It's a Chidush Taira that no one said. He was a Goyin. Everyone knew his Goyinus and Taira. Then the Pasuk continues, Ma'i Vishneim Levadam Visada Am Reb Yudah Am Rab Shekol Tamidei Chachamim Daimim Lefneim Yisvei Asada. His Godless Taira was that everyone was like Isve. The Mashal explains that he was like an Erez and everyone was like Isve. They were so gadol b'tayra. The Gemara later on in Kuf Gimel Amid Beis says that he was Darish in Kuf Gimel Panim and Tayrus Kanim. Even in Bris with Shiva that learns Tayrus Kanim about Kuf Gimel Panim. You see that flag of right Dagase B'Tayra. It's Chavusu is Achia Shilaini, the God of Hadar. Kabul Tayra mi Maisha. As Nir Nadvarim, that was the Shayrish of his Gaiva. When you have a person that's Kol Kach Matzliach in his Chachmas at Tayra, oof, that's causes of Gassas HaRuach. Kinem Advarim, this really talks to us, the Bnei Tayra, people who are matzliach in their learning. This is the sakana we live in the base medrash. I'm in the base medrash, I don't have nisyanis and midas reis. All the midas reis come from the base medrash. Meaning a person who doesn't work on his midas, as he's matzliach in learning, he's a kvaldiga magid shir, everyone wants to come to hear his shurim. He says gishmak ashtekuch tayres. He has good questions. He says good terutzim. He's a masmid. Everyone's mechaved him. Oh. So all these milas in Torah, and unfortunately many times cause a person to have gasas haruach, and it could cause him chas v'shalom to be mitchet himself and do terrible things. As the Rabban ben Nevat is a limud for all bnei Torah, how careful we have to be, especially when we're matzliach b'limudeinu, to always remember that the hatzlach in Torah, the hatzlach in chachma, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like there's a birchus hamazon when you finish to eat, there's a moed manach nalach when we leave the Beis Medrash, to realize that our hatzlach is from Hashem, and even if we don't say the moed manach nalach, but to feel it, we have to daven da Hashem in birchus haTorah v'harav na Hashem alekeinu. Our Torah is only sweet when Hashem makes it sweet. And only if Hashem will be melamed Torah la'ama Yisrael, then we'll have atzlocha and Torah. Kiyadua, even the best Magidei Shiurim will tell you that there are days when it goes and there are days when it doesn't go. The Mashgichim will tell you, the Shmuzim, the Mamish HaShpitz, and the Shmuzim where it doesn't go. Even the same Shmuz that went a different time, but this time it didn't catch on, it didn't go. A Shia that was Kavaldik, one Machzor, and the next Machzor, the Nishke Gangin. Every sugi we learn to come to the Vichtagav, the right Havana, to come to the Yisaidis. We need Hashem Himself. Even sugis that I learned before. But when I learned this time, I need Siyata Dishmaya. If it's not going to go, it's not going to go. It's that Havana that everything we have, Hatzlach and Torah, is coming from Hashem. That enables us that we shouldn't have that gasas haruach that was nitrid yiravam min ha'ilam. As thus is the nesayin ha'miyuchid to a Talmud Chacham that's matzliach, how careful he has to be that it shouldn't be matched him. Person feels, I'm a Talmud Chacham, I deserve a certain treatment. What are you treating me that way for? As a bit ba'amkai, it could be that you have a point. A Talmud Chacham does deserve a certain treatment. It's not in your place to mun it. If you're doing it l'shem shamayim because you're worried about the chil Hashem shabai, it's taif. If you're doing moish nafshay, not all the time is a mishum that you're makbid on the kavod Hashem, that you're so raya. When it's a different Talmud Chacham, that the same person acts the same way, it doesn't bother you so much. But when you're the Talmud Chacham that someone's hurting, oy, boy, look at him, he doesn't have Kavrat Torah, how can he do such a thing? If you really Kavrat Torah, it would bother you just as much with the enemy's Kavrat Torah. Even Yavin, it's not the Kavrat Torah, it's the Kavrat Zich, which you think Zich is the Torah. Yeah. Not a famous story of the couple that got married, and the husband didn't want to help in the house, he didn't want to do anything. The wife asked him something, he was so taken aback. What, you're asking to do something, you don't know how special I am, I'm mamish miyud legadlus, do you be mevatel me from Torah? And the guy said, ruach that he has, that he can't even do it, help someone else, I'm always with. God, she could be expecting, she could have children afterwards, and she mamish needs the help, but he can't. Kama v'kama dugmois in life. As Talmidei Chachamim, emes Talmidei Chachamim, amar b'mshalim ba'olam. Because the koyach of Torah has in it to be megadol meroimim, and to be machsher, a person into an anav. When the Torah is vain, when a person learns Torah Lashma, when he's an emes person, when a person learns Torah Laman Kovet, as the school is a Torah doesn't have it, going in fact to one plate's rice, when a person learns Torah Lakovet, as it's Magdal, his Taiva for Kovet, maybe it'll cause him to be even a bigger Baal Kovet. Asha'enke, when a person learns Torah with Reinkai Lashma, he's not learning for that kavod. As then the Torah is meraimim him in everything that he does in life. It should be with Reinkeit. He should be able to be Mavata for people, put himself down to be for other people when he should. Das ist Talmidei Chachamim, Emes ist Talmidei Chachamim. Amamim Shalom Ma'aylam. They have that koyach. Tayri gives him the koyach to be Marve Shalom Ma'aylam. That's these heroes that make Torah. People who have specialness in life, they have to be careful. That's what makes the Gasi HaRuach. To realize all our tzlochus comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many rich people that went and they lost their Ashiris, and how many Chashuv Magidi Shurim that had Chashuv Shurim, and all of a sudden another yeshiva started, another shir started. All of a sudden, it doesn't go as much as it used to. Bechule. Everything's B'yad Hashem. Tom and Tolly B'yad Hashem. And that's what helps us. That's the Vayidavre Alibay, to realize that he's Tom and Tolly B'yad Hashem. He needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Oike the Gaiva. The Rebbeinu Yoina in Shahid Shuva. In Sharishan, he listed 24 ikrim for tshuva. As one of the ikrim of tshuva is the midah of kniya. Without kniya, a person can't do a proper tshuva. Why? Because in order to do tshuva, a person has to be oike the shayrish of chatayim. As the shayrish of kol kachabi chatayim is the midah of gaiva. When a person works on the midah of gaiva, as he's oike the shayrish of chatayim, Ramele is able to do an emes tshuva. Lev used to say, Reb Lev Malin, that the reason why people make Kabbalahs, they don't last, because they're makabal on the maisim, the pratim, but they're not makabal on the shrashim. I just want to add on to Reb Lev, that you could still be makabal the maisim, but how are you makabal the maisim, the mashal? I want to stop speaking Lashon Hara. Because what am I going to do? What causes me to speak Lashon Hara? Because I care about myself. I'm Gas Ruach. Because what should I do? From now on, I'm going to work on saying good things about people. Kedei to be Eker, the Gas Ruach. And kedei to make me sensitive to people. As Be'emes, the Kabbalah is the same Kabbalah. Just when the Kabbalah is done with an Oimik, then it's Eker the Shirish. As it has an under a pre. It does. It's like the shayrish from the person. And that's really the avod of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We get up with Mamlech Hashem, as if the shayrish of all chatayim is gaiva. Ein lecha achna, mir ha-gaiva. Like Amlochas Hashem, believing in be'emes be'emes, that the din is there, and we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything we have. As I say, the crest, the siva, the shayrish of tshuva, is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur itself, the musig of din, and the musig of hamlochas Hashem. That's really the tikkun called the tikkun shoshi. So you've some marich in the sugi of gasi ruach, but we saw kama v'kama yisaydis, which bemes are yisaydis in life. How many people were nitrat? Mishum Nagasis Aruach. From the Gdele, this is one of the big Nakudas of the Yetzahara. Choshu were special people that were Bali Madrega, that were Nitrat. Rishayim Rishus Libam, the Lev talks to them, it was Mashpian, the way they act, the way they deal. Das is under Avoida Vayidaber Libai. How many people lost worlds because they couldn't give up on their covet? Shtusim v'avolim, what Yeravim did. He gave up Gan Eden Shein Kamayu because he couldn't be mevater on his covet. So we have to be v'yidav v'aliba. We don't want to destroy so much in life as we stand on our covet. Are your days there? As Hashem, we should be Zeicha. La Novim Higiyaz Man Legula Seichem. Gulas Yeshua's Brachas Yata Nishmaya. The opposite of Yeravam was Moshe. Anav HaGadol Mikol HaAdam. as is a famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, Kol echad yachal liyos sadik kemoish rabbeinu arasha ki rabam. If you had varm al elu, kol elu ayidei anova could reach the tzidkus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the anova golem mikol adam. Kol echad yachal liyos brasha ki rabam. If you'll be a gas ruach like rabam, you'll wind up like him too. Arasha. Let's be mamshich and see other nakudas in the sugya. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Rabavu, the bottom of Kupay Zomer Aleph, have a ragil, David Dorish, Peshalosh Melachim. He used to dash a lot about the Shalosh Melachim that Ma'abed Ischei Bechelik in Olam Haba. As the Ramadan, why is he talking so much about it? Why is it so important for us to know? He says it's a mitzvah L'ganes HaRishayim and to be Megala the Oynish. It's a mitzvah to show people that you don't get away with Averis. Eventually you get your Oynish. Just like Yeravam, Achav, Menashe, they got theirs because they did the Averis. It's who had been a person that does Averis, they'll get theirs too. It could also be Maisif, that he was Ragal Lidresh because these people were Talmidei Chachamim. As he was Dairish in the Beis Medrash for the Bnei Torah, Ad Kamet Tzarech Lizara, these are people that were Nitrat, Hagam, they were Choshev. Hagam, they learned and they knew how to learn. How careful we have to be. Zamar then continues to Kuf Beis Amid Beis. And Zamar brings a story that Rav Ashi was Shaul Menashe, that you were such a Chacham, as why would you over Avodah Zarah? And Menashe answered him back, you would have lifted up your glima, virata basvik, that you run faster to be over Avodah Zarah. As Maral is Mazbe, the Shakla Vitaria, that Menashe thought the reason, I'm sorry, Rav Ashi thought the reason why Menashe was over Avodah Zarah was from a Toyus B'Sefal. I know when a person is Oyvid Avodah Zarah, he made a mistake. He thinks the Koiches Hashem put in the Bria have Koiches. That's why he's Oyvid them. As it's a mistake in the Seichel. As he tied it to Menashe, Me'acha Shechikim Eskuli Hai, you knew so much of the Torah. As why do you make a mistake in Seichel? And Menashe answered him back, it wasn't Mishum Atoyus in Seichel. It was Mishum Shukas Ayetza. And that's the koyach of the Yetzahara, that he's megalel the ruts, and even for something that doesn't make sense. Whereas, I'm a chacham gadol, as I'm shamar from the Yetzahara. Nay, the Yetzahara is a koyach to make a person run and do something, even if he doesn't understand why he's doing it. He knows it's silly, but still. And that's like the Mishnah in Avos Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph, Ezu Gibor HaKoyvish Es Yitzroi. The only way to be Koyvish the Yitzroi is self-control. You have to be mitgaber, even though you want something very bad, and hold back. Oh, it's not easy. That's what Menashe said. Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichas Moser is Moisef. That the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samech Tes, the famous Gemara, says that Chazal and Mavatel, the Yetzirah, Davai Dezara, when they came back by Binyam Bayasheni, as it was mispal, that Hashem should get rid of the Yetzirah of Avai Dezara. As they say, that's why Rav Ashi wasn't able to understand the Yetzirah of Avai Dezara, like Buzman is at us. Someone tells you a person's Avodah Zarah, Pasha can't see what's the taiva to do it, because the Yetzirah is mispatel. Mashengi Menashe answered him back, that's because the Yetzirah was mispatel. Well, what did Menashe say? If you would have been in my time, the Hainu and the Yetzirah was still shaylit, as gam ato yechoyte, that Yetzar would have gotten you to be choyte too. Rav Chaim Shulevitz says an interesting point. Al Pizeh wants to say chiddush, and what our avoda is that the what the Yetzar Hara does is ein adam choyte alam kein nichnas by ruach shtos. It makes him forget his chachma, and it makes him have a strong tshuka to do the avera, as chachma doesn't help you. A baluyeh person would be mispainin ma'at and really think into it. You would think it's kedai. L'dugma, we have the yetzah of arayis. How many people have done such silly arayis? Happy marriages, and they ruined it. Baruch Hashem, it's not a common thing, but it happens. People have mavid their marriages, mavid so many things because of that type of arayis. Whether it's arayis mamish, or looking at machines, looking at iPhones, the wife's caught them. The story of a chassan nevach le'aleinu, a wife caught him in Sheva Brachas, and she divorced him on the spot. This Rosh Yeshiva asked him, what do you do? He said, I always thought when I get married, I won't have the taiva anymore. And I got married, and I still had the taiva. I work on it before. It's not going to go away. Marriage cures everything. Avoidus amidus cures. A person has to work. It was avoidus amidus. But the person could cure everything. As how many people mishum this yetzahara darayis, they were mavid kol kach marriages and other things. The way the children look at them, the way people look at them, because of a silly taiva. Taiva that's kamer ugoyim. Looking at things that emes, people would be horrified if they'd be seen looking at. But in taiva chaps, then they're not thinking straight. As the regular taiva chaps, it's very hard. But this is the avodas adam. It will only be mizbeinen before he comes, when he knows matzavam and nisyanis are coming, and in the matzav itself, to think, what am I doing? What am I throwing away for this? I would give him the koyach to be able to be mitgaber on the Yetzahara. It's just like now, when we look, we could be mevatel lagamri the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. Be'etzem, we have the koyach with all Yetzaharas. The koyach of the Yetzahara is his machnesh to us. Of if we give his painanus, and we think what's really what we're getting pulled to, we could be mitgaber. Bahaguf is a gvuri loy, to stop yourself and think. When the Yetzahara is bayah, this is a gvuri loy. And thus is the Avreda. It's Mutalal Kulanu Lasais. Then the Gemara goes on to Achav. Over here is a lesson a person has to learn. And towards the bottom of the Gemara, it says, "Achov asher ismacha lasis ara beini Hashem asher yisata oisai yizevel ishtoi." As Achov was a person who was a tremendous rasha, but the Gemara over here says the shayrus of his rishis was yizevel ishtoi. Then he married a guy. Bemis was a rasha. And she caused them to go off. She caused them to do as an averus. Yeah. And over here is a lima that kam, a person has to be careful in shaduchim, and that kam, a person has to watch himself. He shouldn't let the other person bring him down. She brought him down. Kimuvan, Rashi says in Chumash, Zocha nasa loy ezer, loy zocha nasis kenegdoi. Avavin ishvi. The different pituim that come up. Yeah. As a vada person has to be shaymer, shaymer bayis, saying maladabel. Of pituim that aren't shaylas of shalom bayis, different nakudas. It's called echot kefi mashu, has to be shaymer. The different people that ki'ilu, their wife, ruined them and brought them away from learning, brought them away from ruchnias, brought them away from the shifas v'aliyah. Achav is one of the people that represents the big failures in Klal Yisrael. And right, he learned, and the Gemara says later on, his high darga in Kuf Gimel and Beis also his high darga of Limud HaTorah. But his downfall was his wife. That was Mesita. That's what we had in the Gemara before. That Isha Toiva, Zamatana Toiva. She's Aizalai, she helps him to shtayg. Isha Raz Kitsaras. She can manage to be married in Maladita Tachtaina. Yeah. Zadikama person has to be shame himself, to hold shtayg, to do the right thing. Kumavan, the Tfilas, everyone should be Zeichah to Anisha Taiva. It's a Tom and Miayas, the Taiva, and Ali and Ruchnias. But in every matziv, the Nisyanis that come up, Kolechot Gifi Mashavu, whatever matziv he is, or if a person has such an Nisyan, that's the end of it, is to be Mischasik and hold stark and do what's right, to keep on doing what's right. Yeah, the person also has to be careful. He shouldn't do L'shem Shamayim something that's wrong. He has to be shame on the Shalom too. He has to know how to balance everything in the right balance. A person always has to watch himself to be Miss Allah. And a marriage shouldn't be a Yurida for a person. It should be an Aliyah for a person. It should be a clear Eichatim said he should stay weiter and weiter. That's the bracha we bring, give to a chosen. And Sameach to Samach Reim Ahuvim Kisamechecha Yitzircha Began Eden Mikedem. The Simcha that you have with your wife should be a Kli, that you should be Zeicha. Kisamechecha Yitzircha Began Eden Mikedem. She should be an Aliyah for you. You should be Oila Yaisa, V'Yaisa, to the Simcha of Gan Eden Mikedem V'Yachad. Not Chas V'Shalom Hepach, like Chava, that she was matured, Adam Arishan from Gan Eden. Yazav, Shavis Yata, the Shmaya, that all couples should be Miss Allah together, not be Yoyed.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.